Well, hello, Queen Boss. In this episode, I'm going to show you three very, very amazing steps to grow your e-commerce business and empire very fast. I want to keep this episode very short and straight to the point. If you have any questions related to that, come along in Instagram and DM me directly and I will be there to answer to you. Or if you're listening to this episode via the Anchor app, send me a voice message so I will be there to either include your question in the next episode or just reply to you directly. So let's get into it. Hey, welcome back to the podcast here. And this is the episode number 10 of the E-commerce Queen Boss podcast season 2. My name is Toher. I am your host, an e-commerce entrepreneur and a keynote speaker. And I help Queen Bosses like you to build their own e-commerce brand through experience and consumer psychology marketing. And here we go for a very new episode. And right before I dive in, I have some great news. So first of all, what you need to know is that this podcast now is going to be published on Mondays only. But yeah, not one, but now two episodes every Monday to you directly, so you can take all the rest of the week to, you know, binge listen as much as you want whenever you have the time and start taking action. So basically every week I come at you with two new episodes and it gives you an entire week to listen and implement the stuff that you learn into your business and into your life. And so remember to subscribe to this podcast to keep receiving the episodes directly onto your app, and this is free. One more thing before I dive in, because I really want to let you know about this. This is such a new thing for me, and I'm so excited to launch this. Basically, I really want to make this podcast even better than what it already is. And on the top of it, I want to have a special place for my tribe, my right to die, the people who are really loving the content that I put on this podcast. And if you are one of these people, this is going to be for you. I'm launching what I call the Queen Boss Mag. So basically, all you need to do is to get right through the show notes and subscribe to it. It's free and you will receive updates coming from me, but not just updates, weekly emails directly into your inbox. And what I'm gonna add into these emails is basically a link for you to listen to the podcast, but not just that, I'm going to add extra bonus content. So basically, I'm gonna be providing content and tips and marketing strategies, all that to you, and specifically to the people who are on this list. I will share this stuff nowhere else, and chances are that I will even share stuff on this list that I will share later on in the podcast. So basically, you get the tips and the strategies right before everybody else, like a VIP, you know, like a queen boss at the end, right? So honestly, head over to the show notes and go to the Queen Boss Mag link and enter your details and you will start receiving this every week. So with no further ado, let's dive into this. So in this episode, we are talking about top three ways that you can really fast track your growth into your e-commerce empire in your business. And let's get into it. As I said, I want this to be real quick and really straight to the point. So point number one that I will definitely advise you to do, and I wish I did this way sooner in my business, and I mean really way sooner, is hire help. Before you stop this podcast and be like, yeah, so here I know, but I don't have the money, hear me out. There are thousands of ways that you can find people to help you out and hire people to help you out. That can start from free to paid to cheap to very expensive. And honestly, I'm gonna tell you this. I really, really wish that I did this way sooner in my business, because that would have helped me focus only on what's important. And when you do this, basically, you get rid of all the tasks, the things that are draining your energy, you know, the stuff that you fucking hate doing, or the things that you just don't know how to do. And instead of, you know, enforcing on you that you have to learn to do how this stuff, right? And you don't really like them. And even though, like, you feel lost, and when you start searching online, Google or YouTube, and you get information, but here's the thing, you still feel lost after knowing how to use this stuff because you don't know really, you know, the technicity of using these things. And really, I'm talking about all the technical stuff in the back of your business, such as WordPress, email marketing, and things like that, and funnels and things like that. But here's the thing, you don't really know how to use them in the content and to make them really amazing, right? And to infuse your brand into it and to make something that people will actually want to consume as content or come onto your website and truly visit those pages that you have put your heart and soul into and so many hours into learning and how to do this stuff and just, and you know, actually making them, and no one comes into your website and you're like, oh my freaking God, I could have been doing something else. Listen, if you keep yourself in this circle of misery, it's exactly the recipe to starting to wanting to feel to give up in your business. As an entrepreneur, you should be on the forefront of your business 24/7 or as much as possible, right? Okay, I don't preach working 24/7. Honestly, I don't. Fuck this shit. But what I'm saying is that all the hours that you're implementing into your business, you should be in the forefront doing the things that are super important, meaning getting clients, getting customers, you know, this is what is so super important, and networking and do all the other stuff, right? So this is why I'm telling you, hire out the help as soon as you can. And honestly, throughout my journey, from the very moment where I started online until today, which is like more than 8 years, seriously, I have hired people who worked for me either for free or for very cheap, and they were very happy, you know. And I have no shame into admitting that I made people work for me for free. And here's why. Because when they did so, I gave the chance to new people, new coming, you know, like students, people who had zero experience, and I made them coming in as intern into my business, and they did the work that I needed them to do. Most of the time, I was super happy with their work because they really wanted to prove themselves, right? And basically, I also took the time to train them up and show them how things need to be done and things like that, right? What I'm gonna tell you, sister, here, if you're listening to me, I know I have brothers listening to me right now, but here's the thing, right? Listen to this. I know you want the perfect employee whenever you're ready to come up into your business and, you know, do the things for you and things like that, you know, like just be able to perform. But there is nothing that is more valuable than hiring someone and training them up to do exactly the things that you want them to do in the ways that you want them to do. Sometimes you will need people coming from outside and bringing in ideas, but most of the time, and seriously, for all of these tasks that you just drain to do, right? For most of these tasks, you just need to sit down and create templates and then be able to train somebody else who is craving for this job opportunity, whether it's paid or not paid, because it's an experience for them and they will learn. They only want to learn. And so it's a beautiful exchange. It's a win-win situation. And honestly, and I know for sure, like, I couldn't be more proud to say this, because the people that I have hired for free ended up later on, thanks to the experience that they had in 2 months, my business, it gave them really a stepping stone into finding really amazing jobs in very high profile companies. And it's because they put the experience that they had with me, working with me and for me, into my business, into their CV. And here's the thing, you can find so many people who are ready to work for you for free. I don't preach working for free forever. I'm just saying, at the beginning of everybody's career, we all, like a lot of people, are ready to work for free just because they want to have the experience. And so in return, you have to give the time and you have to give the training. Other than that, like in every company, I think that internship should be open because it opens so many opportunities. You as an entrepreneur, you become a mentor to someone who truly wants to learn from you, right? So that is one thing that I want to say. And second, you have people who are ready to do a lot of things for very cheap. You have the website Upwork, you have the website Fiverr. So there you go, no more excuses. You can hire on an hourly basis. And so this is what I would advise you to start with, especially if your income is from zero to very low. But still, there are a lot of things that I know, if for example, your e-commerce isn't making any money, right? Keep this in mind. You still need somebody to be there in the back of your business and do these type of things if this is what you are doing every single day, because your main focus from now on is to start making sales, focusing on getting more customers and making your marketing strategy better and better and better. And you don't have time to stay on your laptop and working out the, I don't know what you're using, Shopify, whatever, WordPress, whatever the hell you're using, you don't have the time for this. And you should now, right now, you're not an employee anymore. So stop acting like an employee, even your own. You should be the boss, because that's what you are. And so you have to act every single day accordingly. And what does a boss do? They're outside and they're looking for new partners and new contracts and new things, and all the time, you know, making the fucking sales, right? So this is what you should be doing. First of all is hiring. Second is work on your PR. Again, if you haven't heard me preaching about that, go and listen to the very first episode of this podcast, because there is a freaking reason why I made this the very first episode ever on this podcast, is talking about how to 10x your sales through PR. And this is an interview with the professional PR queen Shoma, which I highly recommend because I also work with her and she is just amazing in her work. What I'm saying is that you have to start working on your PR instead of getting, you know, losing focus on things that, the small things that you can definitely delegate, and, you know, use the highest version of yourself, your highest energy, your momentum into doing things that are truly going to make a difference, which is first, as I said, making sales, and second, working on your PR. So PR, whenever you can delegate it, do it as soon as you can. But if you don't have the means, which I totally can understand, because PR is an investment in self, you have to learn how to do this for yourself, create templates and things like that, and start every single day with pitching your business to the medias. Because once, I promise you, sister, once your business is in the media, it's just going to skyrocket. Everything around your business is going to skyrocket, your brand identity, your authority in whatever you're selling, in the fashion industry, beauty industry, lifestyle industry. Listen, as a fashion e-commerce, I can tell you there's nothing like PR, and you can be spending as many hours as you want on social media, and you know, posting as many posts as you want on Instagram or Pinterest. Nothing will replace PR. And I don't care what Gary Vee is saying, you know, YouTube is the one TV channel, Instagram is one TV channel, and people aren't really watching TV anymore, whatever. Here's the thing. What's amazing about social media is that it opens more platforms for you to be featured on. But you should still be trying your best to go after publications, physical publications, the news, and the freaking television. Because here's the thing, it is something to be featured in a blog. That's amazing. It's something to be featured in a very high profile blog. This is like super fucking cool, right? But being featured on television is a whole nother level, and is the highest version that you can go for, is the highest point that you can truly bring into your business. And so, you know, being featured in the news, in the television, or in the radio, whether it's local radio or national radio, it still wows people. When you show this in your business, when you just brag about it, you know, share like, oh my God, you know, quote unquote, I'm live on this radio, or I've been featured in this TV channel, whatever the hell, you know, oh my God, see, this article is talking about my product and my business. I mean, this boosts your credibility like 1,000 times better than just spending your time on social media. And so go after PR as soon as you can. You know, have a list of the publications that your ideal customer is reading. And what is she looking, or he, you know, what are those publications in general, not just in online, but also offline? What I call offline is television, is the newspapers and things like that. And because there are still people doing that, right? There are still people reading and checking out magazines, physical magazines and things like that, right? You have to be there. It's like a no-brainer, and it's a no conversation point. You have to be there, point blank. Then, so I started saying the first tip is to hire help. The second is PR. And the third, as I mentioned earlier, is network. So basically your job as an entrepreneur, as being the boss, is to be outside and network. And I'm not just talking about networking with potential customers, which can be truly powerful and impactful in your business. I'm talking about networking with other entrepreneurs and people who can truly help you into working with you. So basically what I love doing is to always go to fashion shows, attending fashion weeks and things like that, and high profile fashion events, or just local fashion events, right? I've always done that, and that's something that truly lights my heart and fire, because first of all, I'm into an environment where I'm, you know, surrounded by people who just are loving this environment, and you know, they are like-minded, and this is, you know, I love fashion. So basically, if I'm into an environment of fashion, I'm just gonna be happier. But not just that, you make friends with bloggers who are there, you make friends with the press who are there, and listen to this, you make friends with the freaking buyers, the shop buyers who are there, and you make friends with other fashion designers. And here's the thing, I want to say something because it's just itching me right here. I know, and because I have attended thousands and thousands of fashion events this way, I always love talking with designers and try to, you know, relate to them. And sometimes if they're like more advanced than me, I like to ask them for tips. And some of them, like the big ones, they have never thrown shades, right? They always have been very open and very helpful. But you will also come across designers if you're in the fashion or industry or whatever you're doing, even if you're in the beauty or lifestyle, like you will come across other people who are like you, basically pretty much like you. Even if, honestly, even if they don't sell the same thing, you will feel that when you're trying to network with them, they will feel threatened. And so, like for me, I'm like, what the hell? You know, if I feel this from someone, I will just run away. And I feel this is just a shame. And if in any ways in your mind you think that, oh my God, I don't want to talk with any other designers or any entrepreneurs in the e-commerce, because if I say something and they're going to steal my idea, like honestly, honey, don't stop here, right? I just want to say, like, I'm not throwing shades, I'm just bringing you back to reality. You are your own person. Your brand is your own brand. No one will be able to steal that from you. And customers, people buy from many brands at the same time. I mean, I'm talking about fashion, right? So I'm just going to go ahead and continue with that, but it's applicable in everything, right? I buy stuff from Zara, I buy stuff from H&M, I buy stuff from unknown designers, and or I make my own clothes, right? So I'm the same person, but I can buy from many people at the same time, right? And it's exactly the same thing for you and for others. And so there is no need to feel, you know, to be in this scarcity mindset or to feel threatened or things like that. Everything becomes so much more powerful in your life and in your business whenever you are, you know, strong enough and confident enough to go out and, you know, network and learn from people who are exactly doing the same thing as you, more or less. Because at the end of the day, I really don't believe in competition. A customer, as I said, will buy from you and they will buy from them at the same time. It's just a matter of time of which one comes first. And so if you have the right product, if you have the right vibe, especially, I keep preaching this, but the vibe, your vibe attracts your tribe, honey. And so if you have the right vibe, you have the right product, the right offer, they will come to you and they will go to them too. So if this is you, I just needed to say that. If you ever felt like this too, let me know. Come on to my Instagram in the DM and let me know about your experiences, because I felt this. I felt this like, especially when I was like at the beginning of my journey and I really wanted to talk and learn from other designers, and I was asking the questions, right? The questions, the ones that are like super important and the ones that may hurt and things like that. And so this is where, like, I found myself in a situation where I had really amazing mentors for this matter of time during the event, or someone who felt threatened by my questions and things like that. And so, okay, all this left apart, don't be afraid to network. And what I'm going to say to you here might sound weird, but hey, you have no idea how many times I've done that. Go to event on your freaking own, honey. On your own, alone. Yes, I said so. And the reason is this: you will meet so, like, way more people this way, and way more interesting people and important people, because, you know, it's nice to go into an event. Like, even if, for example, here's one thing, even if you really are scared and or you're just lucky enough to have a tribe who wants to support you through this and wants to go to these events, go with them. And so give them a mission to, once you get there, you split and you network, and their mission will be to network for you and give your business cards to the people, and so maybe later they can introduce you to them directly and things like that. Here's the reason: because you're gonna meet photographers, you're gonna meet bloggers, as I said before, the press, you're gonna meet so many people, you're gonna meet like fashion show choreographer and all those people that will work with you into project and things like that. Even if you have an e-commerce, even if you're online, you should still have a presence offline. And when I launched my e-commerce, I launched it locally. I did an event. It was a huge one, and I wasn't on my own. There was other fashion designers and things like that. And all these people who were involved in the background of this event were people that I met through networking and things like that, right? Involving the press, the bloggers that I knew, and all these people came in together, and the photographers and all that. You will meet these people only if you get off your ass and you stop staying stuck behind your laptop doing things that you fucking hate or that you just don't know how to do and you want to force yourself learning. You know what, honey? I also preach, I know what I do. I also preach knowing how to use these tools. But here's the thing: don't stay stuck learning how to use these tools forever. You can hire out, and once you have hired out, ask them to quickly run you through how to do it yourself just in case. But let them know that they still have the job. And so because you are a boss and you have all the stuff to do, then the freaking things in the background that don't really matter, right? Of course, it matters. I mean, it matters for your brand experience and how your website will be ready for things, or how whatever you want to post on your social media and things like that. But it truly is a waste of your energy, of your zone of genius, of your brain juice, of all the beautiful things and amazing you can do to quickly advance and explode your business from within and have so many customers coming and buying to you from you, you know, and, you know, spreading the word about your brand and wanting to come back for more and things like that. So once again, the first is to hire help. Second is to do the PR, especially this one, please. And the third one is to learn how to network, because you will meet very interesting people. I promise you this. And second, it's like having a amazing brains coming together and experiencing things together and brainstorming on making amazing things happening. And so from there, you will have amazing project on the pipeline coming from this stuff. And as I said, networking with the right people obviously will help pass on the word onto what you do and open so many doors. And so this is why I'm telling you, these are the three steps into really building your e-commerce empire. I wanted to make this episode short, but here's the thing. I have so many things to say. We are now here at around 26 minutes past. And so again, if you have questions, if you want to react to anything that I said in this episode, I would love for you to come into my Instagram and send me a DM. I really am focusing right now on Instagram more than any other platforms. I ditched Facebook because I fucking hate using it. I will very, very soon close my Facebook group. I just need to get rid of Facebook because I really don't like it. So right now, you will find me on Instagram. So make sure you come at e-commerce queen boss. Follow me, you know, tag me in your stuff so I know what you do. If you have questions, come into the comments or send me a DM. Check my Instagram stories, because I also, like, I try every day to bring up to you more content and things that you need. I post polls so I know more or less what kind of help you need from me. And so this is it. You know, you get free coaching and we hang out together online. Like, this is amazing. I love Instagram. So this is it for me. And again, my name is Soher and it has been an absolute pleasure to serve you today. And remember, keep building your empire, because a thriving queen boss never quit on herself. Until the next time, have a blessed day, honey.